Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls. That, according to an article in the Washington Post newspaper. Meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Eric Schultz is the White House principal deputy press secretary.
This is not an effort to challenge the outcome of the election. We have acknowledged who won the election. It wasn't the candidate that the president campaigned for. So we're not calling into question the election results. We are taking seriously our responsibility to protect the integrity of those elections.
Schultz told reporters there has been a pattern of malicious cyber activity. Timed to coincide with U.S. elections, he said the investigation will go back to the 2008 presidential elections when cyber meddling was attributed to China. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America Friday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. Also Friday, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani took himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet. Giuliani, a longtime Trump supporter, was considered a frontrunner in the race for Secretary of State. In another development, producers of a new version of the U.S. television show that catapulted Trump to nationwide prominence years ago said Mr. Trump will continue to be credited as executive producer of the program. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh says that he rejects the outcome of last week's election. This comes after calling on the phone opposition candidate Adamo Barrow last week to concede defeat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until the rebels vacate the city. A day earlier, Lavrov had said the Syrian government stopped all military operations in eastern Aleppo. When asked about the contradictory statements, Lavrov said Friday he did not say military operations were completely stopped, but indicated they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. 193-member United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians in besieged areas of Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution was not perfect, but it needed to stop the bloodshed in Aleppo.
No resolution negotiated among UN member states on a compressed timeline in response to an urgent catastrophe would be perfect. If ever there were a time not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good and the decent, this is the time.
General Assembly also expressed grave concern at continued deterioration of humanitarian situation in Syria and called for increased humanitarian access. The move comes just days after the Security Council failed to adopt a similar resolution demanding a ceasefire in Aleppo because China and Russia vetoed it. Large crowds gathering in Syria, South Korea's capital today, celebrating the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye over an explosive corruption scandal that saw millions protest in previous weeks. Protesters marching near the Seoul Presidential Palace, where Park will remain mostly alone for up to 6 months until the Constitutional Court rules whether she should step down permanently. Country's number two official, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-an, will assume leadership until the court rules on Park's fate. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner met with reporters about South Korea's politics.
I can say that the U.S.-Korea relationship and alliance will continue to be a linchpin of regional stability and security. We're going to continue to meet all of our alliance commitments, especially with respect to defending against the threats we've seen emanating from North Korea.
Meantime, the South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on heightened surveillance and readiness should North Korea do something provocative. An earthquake of 6.9 magnitude struck today off the coast of the Solomon Islands comes a day after a 7.7 magnitude quake. No immediate reports of widespread damage or injuries. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.